You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. Jimmy B and TC on the air with you here on a Wednesday. As we get it started here, as we take you home until 6 o'clock tonight. Well, a busy one as we have Iowa and Iowa State both in action this evening. The Hawkeyes up north in Minnesota to take on the Gophers. Iowa State this evening, they will be hosting TCU. We'll certainly talk about a lot, both of those games, a lot here today. Drake also in action as they look to secure maybe even a top two seed in the MVC tournament. Still alive for the Bulldogs. We'll talk about that. A lot of college basketball talk here today. Joining us this afternoon, Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com. He'll be our guest at about 4:20 this afternoon. We'll talk Hawkeyes with Rob, get his thoughts on not just his basketball team. And, you know, we've gone around and around. What needs to change? Look, the thing's almost over. There's a week left of the regular season. You're not going to see a change, but what we're going to see tonight and maybe some hope for the future. We'll also talk some football recruiting with Rob Howe coming up at 4:20 this afternoon. Ben Visser from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, he'll stop by. He covers the Iowa State Cyclones. We'll preview their game with TCU this evening. That game, not on Cyclone, only available on Cyclones TV, not our normal one. And when I heard that earlier today, I'm a little bit surprised by it. Figured that'd be something that ESPNU, ESPN2, instead, it's Cyclones TV this evening for the Clones. We'll get into that in the preview with Ben Visser. And then Seth Gruen, he'll stop by late in the program, talk a little baseball as spring training underway down in Florida and Arizona. Jimmy B, what's happening?
Well, I just was sorry I wasn't here. I was on the phone. I just hung up with Steve Prohm, and I'm going to be in uniform tonight. I have like about 4 hours of eligibility left on my college career. So since they only have six or seven guys, I'm going to ride the pine and just kind of hand the drinks out when the guys come over. I'm doing great, Trent. How are you, pal?
Not doing too bad, Jimmy B. Not doing too bad. So,
man, look, they can't catch a break. That team has not been able to catch a break
right. All
season long. Yep.
And the injuries that have piled up. You know, the interesting thing, Jimmy B, is normally college programs are used to at least having some guys at the end of the bench that are walk-ons. They don't have any walk-ons. There's nobody that's in the program that is a walk-in. So that's an oddity. You couple that with two guys that are sitting out this year with Mariel Shayok and Ben Jacobson, Michael Jacobson, that we've talked a lot about, you know, throughout this season. So there's a couple scholarships. Plus, they didn't have everything filled for this year. And it's just step after step after step. Jim, I'm really wondering if Steve Prohm has to just put somebody in uniform, just for emergency. Look, they're not going to play unless something crazy happens. There's an injury.
Right.
There's two guys that foul out, three guys that foul out. Because, yes, yeah, the Hoosiers joke and all those different things. But Jimmy B, you got seven guys. And you hear these stories, they only have seven scholarship guys. That's usually the terminology that is used. But, you know, there's a couple of walk-ons sitting down there that can give you minutes in a pinch. That's not the case here. There's got to be guys that are part of the program. You know, we see Jay Billis. He's always tweeting out the manager games the night before. You know there's managers at Iowa State part of the program. Put them in uniform. Throw a uniform on one or two of these guys and say, look, you're not going to play. You're not getting a varsity letter. You're not getting anything like that. But in case of emergency, we got to have you here. Doesn't that make a lot more sense than just saying, here's seven guys. Let's hope it all works out.
I would probably do that. I don't know. Do you know what the rules are on that? I mean, if they haven't used any eligibility, they could be walk-ons that sat there. Mm-hmm. And who knows? What if Cameron Lard picks up three fouls in like 8 minutes and then fouls out of the game? Another guy twists an ankle and can't finish the game. And then another guy fouls out.
Right.
Trent, you're going to play with four guys. Look, didn't we see that in a game earlier this year where they had a couple of players kicked out And they played with four players on the court. We did. I think it was against Minnesota, and I've forgotten the team that it was. Minnesota ended up winning that game, but the team they were playing lost players and finished the game with like four guys. I mean, Iowa State, potentially, that could be the case tonight.
Yeah, it was Alabama that was playing Minnesota.
Alabama, yes, yeah. Thank you.
And you're right. There was some guys that were ejected for leaving the bench during a little scuffle that was happening there.
Yes.
And they went with four, and they actually played pretty well. That was the Gophers when they were full strength before injuries and suspension and everything else happened with that team. But, yeah, that has happened this season. You wouldn't hope it comes to that point. And when you're going in with just seven, I think it makes sense. We'll see what's going to happen tonight. Just another wrinkle. But, Jimmy B., I mentioned a little bit earlier at the top that game not available on regular TV. See, I always thought with the new Big 12 contract, for some reason it was in my head that every one of the conference games were going to be on the ESPN family and networks, that it was going to be big ESPN, the Deuce, ESPNU. We've seen some games pop up on ESPN News, but at the very least, it was going to be on that entity, those four entities at some point. Apparently, that's not the case. And talked with John Walters earlier today, the voice of the Cyclones. He told me that last year, remember when they played TCU, that wasn't also on the ESPN networks. That was on like Fox Sports Southwest.
That was a regional
broadcast. So there is a conference game every year that this falls under. This year, it's a home game for Iowa State. Their third-party rights, obviously, Cyclones TV. That's the reason for it this evening.
That's just disgraceful. And look, in a day and age that we live in now, where you always yell at me, well, just dial up ESPN3 and watch it on your iPad. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll do that. Even though I don't like watching games on the iPad, that's why I got a big screen TV to watch games. But this, and I get the Cyclone TV thing, I get a lot of schools have gone in that direction as well, but it's only available on Mediacom, on a cable system. It's not on DirecTV, it's not on Dish. It's not available where you could easily access that game. So from that standpoint, I think it sucks. And I think that they are cheating fans from having the opportunity to watch this game tonight. I understand it. I know that it's a money grab, and it's all part of what universities are now doing. Frankly, I just think it stinks.
You know, there is no God-given right that you get to watch every basketball game, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, there is. We're basketball fans. Yes. In today's age, with the amount of money that the networks spend on rights fees to yank it away from having fans across the country have an opportunity to watch the game, I think it smells. I really do.
They do, though. They do have the opportunity.
Yes, you have to buy a pay-per-view game. Mm-hmm. That's what you have to do.
Yeah.
It's a pay-per-view. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have to do that.
So you believe that how is this going to work? That
if you're in conference play, conferences have agreements with the networks. You just described that, and I agreed with you on that. I just find it disconcerting. Like you said, last time it was on Fox Sports Midwest. It was on a series of Fox platforms. This time it is not. So it gave you an access last season to watch that game from anywhere. Now, if you don't have Mediacom, if you haven't subscribed to Cyclone TV and don't want to, you just want to watch the games for basketball enjoyment, you're SOL.
Jimmy B., that's just like last year. If you did, you're just upset because you have DirecTV, and because of that, you're not able to see it. But it's the exact same thing last year. For Cyclone fans that didn't have, and it was Fox Sports Southwest, not Midwest, Southwest, that didn't have that part of their cable package, and nobody here outside of having the sports pack does have that, an additional $12 a month on DirecTV. Without that, they weren't able to see the game. This is set up in the rights. And Jimmy B., this is so much better than it used to be. Remember the days before all these regional networks when you couldn't see these games? Yeah. You know, tonight, yeah, I'm excited to watch Penn State, Michigan right after we get off the air. Well, back in the day, you know what? That game wasn't on television, unless it was on ESPN or ESPN2. It was regionally syndicated to Pennsylvania, to Michigan, and unless you had the extra, the full court ESPN plan, you weren't able to see it. It's
and
better
it,
than it was.
Time, but it was called ESPN Plus. I know because I worked for it for years.
It's better than those days, though. Tonight, it does stink, but back in the day, everybody likes to reminisce. It wasn't that good. It wasn't that great. And the Big 12, their package is incredible. It's very good. It's 17 out of 18 games this year on the ESPN network of channels. Be happy that you have that because back in the day, Jimmy B, that wasn't the case. And that was not the case for Iowa State. And there were games that would go missing across the state. That's not the case anymore. And if you want to, pay the $6.95 and watch it. And you can hook it up to your TV if need be. I know that's too far technically advanced for you.
Go ahead.
So what do you expect tonight? Because TCU throttled them down there. It was one of the worst performances out of Iowa State this year. This is seven guys, the Magnificent Seven, whatever you want to dub them out there. But, Jim, I just have this sneaking suspicion. I don't think it's a good matchup for them. I don't think they match up well with what TCU does. That the crowd, the Hilton crowd, they know their basketball. They know their basketball incredibly well, and they know the importance of what they can do for this team. In a game like this, with everything stacked against them, at the very least, I think the environment's going to be incredible tonight. And maybe we'll see something funky. I don't know. I have that lingering feeling. Everything's telling me, it lay the 5 points with TCU. This is going to be a blowout. But then I always just have that inkling. Every time we think Iowa State has no shot, they play pretty well in pretty much every one of those games.
Well, I know that they're going through a very difficult time. We know what happened with the passing of Donovan Jackson's father. We know that. And that is just a horrible tragedy. And with the injuries as well now that have beset this team, Hans Brace is not going to be able to play tonight. And the deck is stacked. I mean, you're going to have to see if Cameron Lard, A, can stay out of foul trouble, B, can he play 33 minutes out of the 40, and can Wingington have a big night scoring? Trent, if he's struggling to score, Iowa State's in big trouble. If he's having one of those nights where he's 4 of 14, they will have absolutely no chance to win the game. And Brazianski is a legit 6'11 kid in the pivot position who can take you down low on the block. You've seen it just like I have and score pretty much at will. And you can bet that one of the things that they will try to do, if I were TCU and Jamie Pollard, I would tell my guys, let's go hard to the basket right the first 5 minutes, see if we can get a couple of quick fouls on Lard, and then his butt's on the bench. And will they go to zone? Probably. But is that going to slow down TCU? They've got three-point shooters. They've got outside shooters. And Brazianski, if you flash him to the free throw line, everybody knows if you go 2-3 zone, you flash a good free throw shooter to the free throw line, and he's 6'11". If the two guys on the front part of the zone collapse, you kick to an open wing player, and they've got an open shot. If they don't collapse, Brazianski turns around, and he's shooting a 10-foot jumper. So, to me, I get where you're coming from. I know emotions will be running high at Hilton tonight, but I just can't see Iowa State winning this game against TCU this evening.
Everything that you say makes sense, Jimmy B. There's just always that little inkling. Cycling,
I know.
And Hilton Magic, if it's going to come out tonight, we will see. We're going to come back on the other side, shift our attention over to the Hawkeyes. Rob Howe from Hawkeye Nation is going to stop by. Just a week left of this season, Jimmy B. In fact, a week from today, this thing could be over. We are possibly a week away from Iowa basketball season getting done, and it's just incredible the downturn that we've seen out of this team. We'll talk to Rob, get his thoughts on what we're going to see out of the Hawks this week, what happened against Indiana, good things, bad things, and look forward to tonight with Minnesota on tap. As we take you up until 6 o'clock tonight, Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation next on Jimmy B and TC.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on The Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. Grasshopper.com/radio.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii, not available in Alaska and Canada.
At the Food Bank of Iowa, we know it's hard to believe that someone you might know might be struggling with hunger. But when 1 in 8 Iowans may not be sure where their next meal is coming from, hunger may be closer to home than you think. It affects all kinds of people. Parents, students, families, like the Hardesty family. Even though they work full-time, they struggle to make ends meet. But with 3 children, giving up isn't an option. We help families like the Hardesty's every day. You might not know this family, but they could be your neighbors. Together, we can help ensure that all of our neighbors in need have dinner on the table. Donate today at foodbankiowa.org. We're the Food Bank of Iowa, and together, we can solve hunger.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Are you in the mood for real, clean? classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We take you all the way till 6 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Ben Visser will be our guest. Cedar Rapids Gazette will preview a little bit of that Iowa State-TCU game. And then at 5:35, Seth Gruen on Major League Baseball from Bleacher Report. Right now, a little preview of the upcoming Iowa matchup tonight. As we say hello to Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, he joins us here on the Big Talker 1700. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jim.
Let's start first with, where are you on this game tonight, or are you just waiting for the season to finally get over?
Yeah, I hesitate to say that because then people say I think I don't, you know, appreciate the job that I have, and I do. I really enjoy my job, but it's been a tough season. It's been a really difficult season to cover, and I'm sure it's been a really difficult season to be a member of that basketball team, and having said that, I'm interested to see what they have left here in these last, you know, whether it be 3-4, whatever games they have left. I kind of want to see, you know, what's left in the tank and if they come out. And tonight will be a good indication, because if this is a game that's certainly winnable. I mean, Minnesota's a dumpster fire right now. So, you know, if Iowa plays well, it should win the game. But that's a big if.
You know, Rob, Nate Mason, kind of the engine that makes Minnesota go, he's dealing with an injury right now, and he didn't play very well when these two teams faced off in Iowa City. I thought maybe one of the best defensive games that we'd seen out of Jordan Bohannon. People obviously talk about his offensive exploits, but he was pretty good on the defensive end against Mason the last time. Have you heard any indication? Looks like he's going to give it a go. You know, what they're expecting out of him. Is it going to be the full complement, 32, 35 minutes, or is it going to be a little bit lighter tonight for Mason of the Gophers?
Yeah, you have to wonder, Trent, because what are they playing for? I mean, does it make sense to push the kid if he's not? I mean, they've taken it easy with Coffee, you know, and other injuries they've had. They've kind of sat guys out who, you know, and didn't push them because of the season they were having. It'll be interesting to see. Because obviously I would think, excuse me, Mason, as you said, with that performance he had in the first game where he was, whatever he was, it was brutal. Two shots out of 13, 15, something like that. So it'll be interesting to see if he does give it a go. I haven't heard. I know he's probably motivated to play against Iowa and try to get something going in his season, which, you think about the kid being a first-team All-Big Ten pick last year, and he just has not had that type of season, but he really hasn't had the complimentary support either. Jordan Murphy's been pretty much the only constant on that team, and fortunately for Iowa, they match up well with Jordan Murphy. So I guess the one guy that I would keep an eye on tonight, and he's played really well here towards the latter part of the Big Ten season, and he had a decent game against Iowa as the freshman from New York, Isaiah Washington. He's the type of guard that gives Iowa problems. He's kind of a quick guy on the outside that can penetrate. He's pretty inconsistent with his outside shot, but that hasn't seemed to matter against Iowa this year. Teams seem to find their range when they play the Hawkeyes.
They do. We've seen it really all season long here, Rob. Teams just how good that they've been against Iowa in scoring. Unearth some numbers. Buddy, pass this along. Iowa's got off to decent starts in Big Ten play. They've been pretty good throughout as it pertains to, you know, a year ago we were talking a lot about them getting off to the slow start. So maybe if they need to change. But when they go to the bench, it has not been pretty this year. And from the under 12 mark till the under 4 mark of the first half, they've been outscored by 154 points in Big Ten play. Nearly 10 points a game over that 8-minute stretch. Does that show you that, Fran, I know you like to play a lot of guys, but it just isn't working. It's time to revisit that philosophy.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and I think part of it, Trent, is that teams start to figure out what Iowa's doing. You know, he's done what he can in terms of trying to switch defenses. He's played a lot of zone the last two games. He's alternated defenses throughout games this year. I'm thinking of the Michigan game last week. I believe that was on Wednesday, where Iowa came out in the zone. I think for the first time in Fran's tenure at Iowa, they came out in the zone and kind of caught Michigan off guard. But once Michigan realized they could penetrate the zone and ways to beat the zone, it put a run together, and that's it kind of went from there. And I think that's part of it as well. Once Iowa seems to play, for the most part, pretty good defense for the first, you know, whatever it is, 5-7 minutes of the game, good energy. It just seems like, and maybe they're one of those teams where if a few shots don't fall, it affects them on the defensive end. I think it's probably more than that, if you ask me, but that could be a factor. But I just think that eventually teams find ways to break them down defensively, often with ball movement and making them move around on defense. And eventually that happens probably in that around the middle of that first quarter or first half. And that's when other teams start to you know, put together their runs.
Iowa responded against Indiana, came back down by 12. And when they got down 12 and Johnson's hitting threes and they're not identifying the shooters there, I thought it was over, but I guess a silver lining there that it would have been very easy for this team to quit in that spot and lose by 18-20 like we've seen a lot this season. They still battled back. Does that say anything to you? Maybe these guys, at the very least, are still listening. They're still engaged?
I think so. I think that's something you can take out of that game, and the fact that they did get down, you know, by double digits in the second half after having a double-digit lead in the first half. And instead of folding, put some stops together, played some defense. Fran went to man, and that kind of worked out, you know, for a few possessions. By the looks of the way things have gone this year, guys, I think switching defenses is probably the way to go. When the opponent gets comfortable, whether Iowa's in the zone or man, like I was saying about the first halves, they eventually break things down. Maybe he's just got to, you know, mix the defenses up even more than he's been doing. Maybe that's the ticket to at least, you know, putting a little bit of a Band-Aid on that wound right now. And we'll see. Like I said earlier in the convo, I think it'll be interesting to see how they show up tonight. They've not been good on the road, but Saturday against Indiana, they showed that they still have fight in them. Will they have that fight tonight on the road where things have not gone well? That's at this point, those are the type of things you're trying to find out about this team, and maybe, you know, looking ahead to next year, what these guys have in them.
Speaking of next year, Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com, joining us here. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700. Rob, there's talk of guys that are going to move on. Brady Ellingson, a lot of speculation. It'll be senior day against Northwestern over the weekend. Redshirt, a junior, still has a year of eligibility if he moves on. But outside of him, do you see anything else that you could see happening? Any rumblings that there are going to be some guys that are going to be making a move after the season and transferring out?
Yeah, Trent, I mean, it's typical this time of year, and when seasons go like this, when they're this bad, that you hear kind of, you know, this and that about this guy may move on, that guy may move on. I think if you look at the roster itself and say, okay, where could those possibilities come from, guys that maybe aren't getting minutes that they want and potentially moving on, I think you look at a guy like Ahmad Wagner. I know he's he really loves it here, and he's a role player. I don't know how far along he is in his academic, career, and if he's able to be a graduate transfer. But if I'm him, I'm wondering how many minutes I get next year with everybody coming back in the front court. I think you could say the same for Ryan Kreener. And I'm not saying, please, people, do not run to the message board and say I'm saying that people are leaving the program.
Right.
But I've done what you're thinking of, Trent, and just saying, okay, where are these spots where guys could move on? And those are a couple of things. I don't know, a guy like Macy Daly, whose minutes, I don't know if they're going to increase next year when Wieskamp and Connor McCaffrey comes back. Maybe he's a guy that thinks about, okay, I got 2 years left in my career. Do I move on maybe and sit out a year and go somewhere where I can get some more playing time? Those are the type of things that I look at, and we've seen around this program, you know, throughout the years that guys do move on in the spring. It's happened relatively frequently during Fran's tenure. So it would not surprise me at all if that happens, especially coming off a year that's so tough.
Yeah, I mean, it is speculation at this point, but you wonder if something's going to happen. Another guy that I wonder about is Isaiah Moss, a guy that I felt was going to be the key to this season. And, well, I feel stupid now saying this. I thought, well, the difference between them just being a tournament team or a Sweet 16 team was a big jump out of Isaiah Moss. Well, a swing and a miss there. But Moss, you got Joe Wieskamp coming in next season. Minutes are going to be a little bit tighter. And there are times that you look at him and he doesn't seem like he's fully engaged if he'd be a guy. Now, he's already used his redshirt season. Maybe that changes things. But that's another guy that I've thought about.
Yeah, and you make a good point. And I do agree with you. And I was thinking coming into the season that he's kind of an X factor guy. And we've seen that this year, Trent. I mean, when he's played well, Iowa usually plays its better games. And I think Saturday was the exception against Indiana. Iowa was able to make up for him not having a good game. And Fran got into him pretty good in the second half, didn't play him much at all in the second half. And he's had games like that probably far too frequently this year. Yep. We saw it last year, and he kind of excused it because he was a freshman. But you wonder how much he's really grown this year and if he's happy in his role. So, yeah, I mean, he's certainly another guy. But as you said, I guess he doesn't come to my mind as much because he used that redshirt year. Would he be willing to go somewhere, sit out a year, and only have 1 year remaining? These are a lot of questions I think we'll get answered here probably in the month of March.
Rod, do you think that we'll see any coaching changes, or would there be an addition of a coach who might be his specialty is defense?
Did you get
you guys
that?
Still there?
Yep, did you get that, Rob? Jimmy B was just asking, his mic's cutting out there, but he was just asking coaching changes. If there is going to be movement in the staff, if there's a possibility bringing in a defensive guru, anything on that front?
Yeah, it's funny. I talked to a couple ex-players who shall remain nameless last weekend, and I asked them about that. I said, do you think an additional coach or, you know, somebody to coach defense would be a good, you know, addition to the team? And they both said that they weren't sure that that would make a difference just based on the personnel. It's really these guys wanting to play defense and playing it a little bit harder, and that's just two people's opinion. And in line with that, I do not believe that Fran would fire one of his coaches to replace him. I just do not see that happening. I don't think Barta has the leverage with the extension and the buyout to force Fran's hand. If that was something that he wanted to do, that's usually not a good practice anyway. I haven't heard anything about these guys looking at other jobs or wanting to move on. I know Andrew Francis has looked at other jobs in the past. He would probably be the guy most likely to move if he wanted to move, but I do not think it's something that Fran would initiate.
Is 8 years together, it seems like it's too long, regardless of how good things are. Normally your program's humming along. Well, your younger assistant coaches are going to be plucked by other programs, either to take over, you know, at a mid-major level, low-major level as a head coach, or moving up the ranks. 8 years together, groupthink, that's what I worry about is, these guys know basketball. They know what they're doing, but you kind of fall into those same traps. Or does it really matter? Because in the end, Fran McCaffrey, he has such a dynamic personality. Kind of what he says is going to go regardless of new ideas in the room.
I would lean towards the latter.
Okay.
I think Fran's, you know, personality and the way he runs a program, it's really, he's the dominating factor. It's his system. Similar to what, you know, with Kirk. What we've seen over the last 20 years with Kirk, regardless of who the offensive coordinator is, that's his foundation. That's his philosophy. And I think you're going to get the same with Fran, whereas he wants to score a lot of points. He wants to outscore the other team. But this season has shown you have to at least be able to get through to players that they have to play some level of competent defense. And he hasn't been able to do that. The staff hasn't been able to do that. And it wasn't very good last year either. So that is a huge hurdle to overcome this season, off season. How to get to these guys, how to figure out how to, you know, schematically put them into position to succeed and then get them motivated to play defense. And right now, that's kind of the elephant in the room, guys. He's got to figure out a way to do that, or they're not going to get as they're just not going to be able to outscore teams night in and night out in the Big Ten. It's just not that type of conference.
No, you're absolutely right. And what we're seeing being built already at Ohio State with Holtman, Archie Miller, you figure is going to have Indiana revving up at a high level right now. You know, keep building your way back up. And there's a lot of teams, obviously, Iowa has to leapfrog as they sit in last place going into tonight's game against Minnesota. Rob, before we let you run, Hawkeye Nation, you have a lot of articles up on Junior Day on the football recruiting side. So we'll try to end on a more positive note here. A couple of nuggets over there for football recruiting and what's shaping up for the 2019 class.
Yeah, they had the smaller of their two Junior Days was this past Saturday. They'll have another one on March 4th with one of their main wide receiver targets will be David Bell from Indianapolis. This is expected to be on that March 4th visit. So Noah Fenske, lineman from New Hampton, was offered this weekend. We have a story up on him. Jack Campbell's probably the one that's timely. He's expected to make a decision. He's the linebacker from Cedar Falls, who's down to Iowa State, and Minnesota. He told me this week, and we have a story up on the site about this. Again, all of our stories are free, too, unlike some of the recruiting sites that charge you a fee. We let you get it for free. But Campbell is expected to make his decision shortly after the basketball season ends. So that's one to keep an eye on. Iowa and Iowa State have gone pretty hard after this kid, and he's a good one. I got to see him play against Iowa City West. He's still got a lot of room to go before he gets to his ceiling, but 6'4", probably about 210, 215 pounds, runs sideline to sideline really well. And then the other one, that I would add in, Trent, would be Sam Johnson, quarterback out of Walled Lake, Michigan. Has an offer from Michigan, and, you know, when I do these stories, I'm like, okay, he's got an offer from Michigan, Iowa offers. What are the chances that he picks Iowa over Michigan? He did a pretty good job convincing me that Iowa is in the race for him. We'll have to see when it comes down to it, but if fans are interested in reading it, we have a story of him up on the site as well.
Might not want to have a sleep out with Harbaugh. Maybe he thinks he's creepy. Maybe a smart kid over there in Michigan, if that's the case. Speaking of that quarterback recruiting, Max Duggan from over in Council Bluffs, Lewis Central, big target, national offers from all over the place. Any updates from Duggan? And we looking at a summertime decision. What do you expect there?
Yeah, I talked to Max last week. I'm trying to get together with him for a story. He's kind of busy at this time of year, and he's still rehabbing his off-season surgery. I think Tennessee offered him this week. He's picked up it seems like every time I look on Twitter, he's picking up another offer from the SEC or the Pac-12 or, you know, the ACC. So he's one of the, you know, more highly regarded quarterback recruits in the country, arguably. You know, at least since I've been doing this, he's definitely the highest rated recruit and highest in demand quarterback in the state. So he's told me that he's kind of still, you know, with the offers still coming at him, he's still kind of not wanting to narrow things down. I think he'll take it in stages. He'll probably get out to a lot of places for spring ball, get to practices, get a chance to, you know, see how some of these colleges run their systems in person. But I would expect probably late spring, maybe early summer for him.
Interesting. One to keep an eye on, and one of the more highly regarded quarterbacks, certainly, that has come through our fine state in a long, long time. Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, thanks as always for your time, Rob. We'll be talking again in
a couple
of weeks. And, I'm going to guess hoop season will probably be over at that point.
Yeah, I would say that would be a safe bet. I don't know if I would touch tonight's game, but I think you can go ahead with that one.
I agree with you. Thanks for your time today, Rob.
Thanks, Trent.
Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com, checking in with us. We'll take the break. We'll try to fix Brinson's mic. Not sure what he's doing over there, spittling on it or something. We'll get that fixed up coming back on the other side. More Jimmy B at TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines, so many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Viridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
We're looking at mostly cloudy skies for tonight with snow showers developing by morning, a low near 21. A light wintry mix around Thursday. It's going to slow down traveling with a high near 32. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Outsmart the flu. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Protect your family. Rely on Exergen.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Everyone loves barbecue, especially award-winning barbecue. That's why Cute Smokehouse, the winners of TLC's Barbecue Pitmaster Season 2, opened up a place right here in town. Cute Smokehouse has daily specials, made-from-scratch sides, desserts, and, of course, excellent barbecue. Cute Smokehouse has got you covered whether you want eat-in, take-out, or catering for your upcoming party or special event. Open 11 to 8 Monday through Saturday and closed on Sunday. Find them at 245 East Hickman in Waukee, across from Dairy Queen, and online at cubesmokehouse.com. That's K-U-E-D smokehouse.com. Get here early, because when it's gone, it's gone. And make sure you get in on the Cued Smokehouse sweet deal. This Friday morning at 9, you'll be able to get $50 worth of Cued Smokehouse certificates for only $25. Yeah, you heard right. Get $50 worth of Cued Smokehouse certificates for only $25. This sweet deal is sure to go fast, so get yours Friday morning at 9 at 1700kbgg.com.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Just finished up our conversation with Rob Howe, HawkeyeNation.com. Got a couple of more nuggets on basketball and the Hawkeyes. In particular, Jimmy B, is this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Advantage Financial and Tax Services. It is the new year. It is time to start thinking about those taxes. If you haven't made your appointment yet, go and see Mike Hammond today, or you can find him on 22nd Street in West Des Moines, or give him a call at 515-440-1133. Jimmy B, so Iowa. I was talking with Rob Howe as you were trying to fix your mic, and I think we're okay,
yes.
Right?
Are we good now? We sound better here.
Yeah, it's still faint. It's still light.
Wow, that's incredible.
I know. We'll get teasing
right,
on
we'll
that.
We'll get it fixed.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed up. But it's better than it was because he could barely hear you a little bit earlier. Regardless, though, so I told him about some numbers that my buddy unearthed talking about Iowa hoops this year. They've been outscored from the under 12 minute mark when they get that first whistle to the under 4. That 8 minute stretch of every game. They have been outscored in those games by 154 points this season. In what is it, 16?
Wow.
Nearly 10 points a game they're getting outscored in Big Ten play during that stretch, which shows you when the whole line changes that we see come in, 3, 4, 5 different subs in there, it hasn't worked out. So that needs to obviously be reevaluated by Fran here this offseason. Another thing that was passed along to me today, though, is something that I know I have complained about a lot throughout the years. And this isn't just a knock on Fran McCaffrey. It's coaches in general that follow their guys out in the first half, or their ladies in women's basketball, if you want to go there, and girls' hoops. When you get two fouls, it's automatic, doesn't matter the circumstances. You're sitting on the bench for the rest of the first half. First, best-case scenario, even if your player plays the entirety of the second half, they're not going to get the same amount of minutes that you would have. But get this. Iowa this year has had either Tyler Cook or Luka Garza pick up fouls in the first half in eight games in the Big Ten. Guess what their record is in those eight games?
Are they 0-8?
0-8, yes. You got it, 0-8.
Wow.
As your
wow.
Your mic popped back on. Good, good.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
Wonderful. 54 times this year overall in all games, Iowa's had a player that's picked up two fouls in the first half. Only 5 of those times has the player fouled out. So if you're looking to keep your guys on the floor, you do have that. The only problem is they're getting throttled a lot, Jimmy B. So what does it do? What does it matter if your guy's able to stay on the floor in the second half, but you're down 18? It just I don't like these hard and fast rules across sports where coaches are just so tied to this is the way we do things. There has to be some kind of minutiae. There has to be more flexibility, doesn't there?
Well, it makes sense that there would be some flexibility. And look, how many guys does McCaffrey play? Doesn't he go 10, 12 deep a lot of times?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he does. So why not? Why not let him play it out a little bit? Look, you're not going anywhere. You know, except as soon as the season's over, the guys are going to take a break and go to Florida for spring break. They're not doing anything on the basketball court. You might as well play guys and let them go and try to evaluate for next season. I'm with you on this particular point. I don't get it. Some coaches are just totally inflexible when it comes to that particular scenario, and McCaffrey is one of them. I don't know why, Trent. I think he's been asked that question maybe several times,
mm-hmm.
but that's his rule. And for some reason, even in the late stages of a season that is taking you absolutely nowhere except down the drain,
Why would he stay with that? Why would he not have guys try to find ways to continue and be on the floor? And then if they got into serious foul trouble with their fourth, well, how many guys do you have on the bench? You've got all kinds of players on the bench. Play them. Play them and see what happens. You know, I mean, you're getting beat as it is anyway. So you might as well play people to see who have it and who don't. And then you can make hard decisions after the basketball season is over. It's frustrating. I know it's frustrating for you because you bitch about it constantly on the show.
Yes,
and that's okay. That's why we're here.
Yes, I hit many of the same notes, don't I?
Yes, but it's all right. No, but it's a well thought out note. It really is. And I have no idea why there is such inflexibility on the part of McCaffrey when it comes to that.
Last couple minutes left here of hour number two, presented by Advantage Financial and Tax Services. Jimmy B, we got a lot of hoops tonight. Iowa State, we've talked about that. Are you running thin on the Olympics? You still fired up about this? Where are you at here as we start to wane down in week number two of the Winter Games?
Well, I was real excited last night watching the USA hockey team.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the only guy that I knew was Brian Gionta. And why did I know him? Because he played several seasons in the National Hockey League, and I knew who he was. The rest of the guys are like college kids or guys that are playing in the minors. And they took the Czech Republic to the hilt, couldn't score in overtime, and then lost in a shootout, and they gave up one goal. The shootout score was 1-0, and you get five shooters each team. So from that standpoint, I was really into the hockey game last night. I've watched some of the skiing. Look, the guys on skis and the snowboarders that do all the flips and twists, Trent, I find that absolutely incredible and amazing to watch. And I'm going to watch Lindsey Vonn in the combine tonight as well.
The combine? What is she? She's picking some corn? That combine?
Skiing combine, Trent.
Oh, okay.
Skiing combine.
All right. Women's gold medal tonight. You into that? Canada-U.S.? Does that do it for you?
Yeah, I'm going to watch Canada-U.S. Absolutely. Canada's beaten them the last several times that they have played. So that'll be a dynamite game, Canadians against the Americans for the gold medal tonight, women's U.S. hockey.
There you go, Jimmy B's Olympic report here on 1700. We'll come back. We got still another hour to go. We're talking Cyclones with Ben Visser, baseball talk with Seth Gruen. And you can join us as well to kick off hour number two at 515-264-1700. More Jimmy B and TC on the other side.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast. East 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com. Or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
DirecTV Now presents Don't Be Frustrated with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, oh. Hey, man.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Oh.
What are you doing? I'm just banging my head against the wall over and over again.
Ooh. Why?
Because I've got cable, and it's so frustrating. Ooh. I have to wait hours for the cable guy. Now I have this big, ugly cable box.
You know you should just get DirecTV Now.
Okay.
It's live TV you can stream on any screen. Ooh. No cable guy, no cable box.
Really? That's amazing. Now I won't have to bang my head against the wall anymore.
Nope. Ooh. Now you can watch on your phone, tablet, or TV while you bang your head against something softer, like this pillow.
Mm.
The squeaky toy.
Oh.
This loaf of bread. This bicycle horn.
Fun.
This whoopee cushion. This potato. Who doesn't love mashed potatoes?
Try DirecTV Now for $10 a month for 3 months. No satellite needed.
Use code YESNOW3 at DirecTVNOW.com. Limited time. Compatible device required and sold separately. Price after instant discount on $35 a month package. Renews monthly at full price unless canceled. Prices may change. New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNOW.com.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Caring Hands Food Pantry serves the residents of Southeast Polk School District as well as all of Bondurant and Pleasant Hill. If you live in this area or use the school system and find yourself in need of additional food at this time, come in Mondays or Wednesdays between 3 and 6 or on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday between 11 and 1. You will need to bring in an ID for each member of your family and a piece of mail postmarked and delivered to you for each adult over 18 in order to register. There are no income requirements, no checking of employment, nor need to be signed up for any government or church charity program. We are here to help. If you need food, we have it for you. Caring Hands has been serving the Southeast Polk area for more than 20 years and is funded by charitable contributions from those of us in the community. Check out their website at caringhandsiowa.org.
Is your child an animal lover? Host their birthday party at the Animal Rescue League of Iowa. The birthday guests will experience a mock adoption and take home their own plush animal. There will be face painting and also a visit from Cuddly Animals. This 2-hour birthday party will allow time for birthday cake, gift opening,